Chapter 38. Letters from the Prison. During the 2 years Paul was in Rome, living in his own hired house, he wrote several letters, of which we have four. One of these he sent back to Philippi, the first place he visited in Europe. It is the most joyful, affectionate letter he wrote to any church. He had received a visit from Epaphroditus, a member of the church in Philippi, bringing him a contribution and good cheer. Paul's expenses must have been heavy. He had to pay rent and provide for the support of his friends who were with him, and perhaps had to provide for the pay and food of his guard. The money must have been welcome, but dearer to him was the fact that he was not forgotten. While Epaphroditus was in Rome, he was sick, but he recovered, and Paul found him an earnest and lovable man. When Paul wrote to Philippi, Epaphroditus was getting ready to go back, and Paul thought of sending Timothy with him that he might bring back an answer to the letter. This is the way Paul's letter began. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus that are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon all my remembrance of you, always in every supplication of mine on behalf of you all, making my supplication with joy, for your fellowship in furtherance of the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. They know he is in prison. They want to know if he's discouraged and forlorn. He is not. He has made up his mind that this imprisonment is the best thing that could have happened to him. Now I would have you know, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the progress of the gospel, so that my bonds became manifest in Christ throughout the whole Praetorian guard and to all the rest, and that most of the brethren in the Lord, being confident through my bonds, or more abundantly bold to speak the word of God without fear. While Paul was in prison, a man named Onesimus came to Rome. He was a servant and had run away from his master, Philemon. Paul sent a little letter to Philemon, and Onesimus took it back. Paul advised Onesimus to go back, and he wrote to Philemon to consider him no longer as a servant, but more than a servant, a brother beloved. And he told Philemon that Onesimus had been kind to him in prison. This is the shortest of Paul's letters preserved to us, and is really a personal letter and a very interesting one. Paul wrote another letter and sent it to his friends in Colossae. He sent it by Tychicus, for he says, "All my affairs shall Tychicus make known unto you, the beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for this very purpose, that ye may know our estate, and that he may comfort your hearts, together with Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things that are done here." This shows us that the letter to Philemon and that to the Colossians were written at the same time and sent out by the same messengers. He also tells us who were with him at that time, and it is good to find that Mark was with him, and that Mark had quite restored himself to the good opinion of Paul, and Luke, the beloved physician, was there. We also know that this letter was to be sent to another church and read there, and we see how these letters were beginning to be passed around from church to church, and collections were beginning to be made. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, touching whom ye received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him, and Jesus, which is called Justice, who were of the circumcision. These only are my fellow servants unto the kingdom of God, men that have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, saluteth you, always striving for you in his prayers, that ye may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. There is a touching word with which the letter closes. Paul took the pen to sign his name, and the chain cramped his hand and made it hard to write. He thought his signature would look like a scrawl, so he said, "Remember my bonds." It meant, "I could write better if I were not chained." Is it not a very interesting thing that we have these little personal touches in the letters of the great apostle? Think again what it meant, and then read this simple little postscript, not a long one as in Galatians, for he wore a chain now. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand, remember my bonds, grace be with you. Paul wrote one more letter during his first imprisonment. We call it the letter to the Ephesians. It was sent out by Tychicus with Colossians and is a twin apostle of that to the Colossians. It is both personal and doctrinal, and it combines some of the most precious teachings with intimate personal references. He does not go into as minute particulars in this letter as in Colossians, for he expected both churches to read both letters and Tychicus to tell the rest. So he says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Wherefore take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, withal taking up the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. But that ye also may know my affairs, how I do, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for this very purpose, that ye may know our state, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ, with a love incorruptible."